126. To whatever place we may be banished, however great the tribulation we may suffer, they who are the people of God must with fixed resolve and perfect confidence keep their eyes directed towards the dayspring of glory, and be busied in whatever may be conducive to the betterment of the world and the education of its peoples. All that hath befallen us in the past hath advanced the interests of our revelation and blazoned its fame, and all that may befall us in the future will have a like result. Cling ye with your inmost hearts to the cause of God, a cause that hath been sent down by him who is the ordainer, the all-wise. We have, with the utmost kindliness and mercy, summoned and directed all peoples and nations to that which shall truly profit them. The day star of truth that shineth in its meridian splendour beareth us witness. They who are the people of God have no ambition except to revive the world, to ennoble its life and regenerate its peoples. Truthfulness and goodwill have at all times marked their relations with all men. Their outward conduct is but a reflection of their inward life, and their inward life a mirror of their outward conduct. No veil hideth or obscureth the verities on which their faith is established. Before the eyes of all men, these verities have been laid bare and can be unmistakably recognized. Their very acts attest the truth of these words. Every discerning eye can in this day perceive the dawning light of God's revelation, and every attentive ear can recognize the voice that was heard from the burning bush. Such is the rushing of the waters of divine mercy, that he who is the dayspring of the signs of God and the revealer of the evidences of his glory is without veil or concealment, associating and conversing with the peoples of the earth and its kindreds. How numerous are those who, with hearts intent upon malice, have sought our presence and departed from it loyal and loving friends. The portals of grace are wide open before the face of all men. In our outward dealings with them, we have treated alike the righteous and the sinner, that perchance the evildoer may attain the limitless ocean of divine forgiveness. Our name, the Concealer, hath shed such a light upon men that the froward hath imagined himself to be numbered with the pious. No man that seeketh us will we ever disappoint, neither shall he that hath set his face towards us be denied access unto our court. O friends, help ye the one true God, exalted be his glory, by your goodly deeds, by such conduct and character as shall be acceptable in his sight. He that seeketh to be a helper of God in this day, let him close his eyes to whatever he may possess and open them to the things of God. Let him cease to occupy himself with that which profiteth him, and concern himself with that which shall exalt the all-compelling name of the Almighty. He should cleanse his heart from all evil passions and corrupt desires, for the fear of God is the weapon that can render him victorious, the primary instrument whereby he can achieve his purpose. The fear of God is the shield that defendeth his cause, the buckler that enableth his people to attain to victory. It is a standard that no man can abase, a force that no power can rival. By its aid, and by the leave of him who is the Lord of hosts, they that have drawn nigh unto God have been able to subdue and conquer the citadels of the hearts of men.